Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
During the course of our lives, there are many kinds of pain that many of us have endured along the way. And though some pain is more intense and more prolonged than other pain, there is perhaps no pain quite like the pain of betrayal. When those whom we have loved and cared for, those whom we have trusted with our lives, have taken advantage of us, and they've thrown us under the bus. They've tried to destroy us, or they've tried to discredit us in some way, and they have not valued us at all. And the pain of that betrayal can be so devastating at times, that our thoughts, our emotions can just swirl around inside of us. And so we go from hurt to hopelessness. We go from grief to anger, and then back to grief again. And some of you know what I'm talking about. And as we come to Psalm 54, we find that David was in the midst of that kind of pain. He was in the midst of betrayal. And though he had done nothing wrong, he was on the run from King Saul because Saul wanted to take his life. And so he was hiding from Saul in the hill country of Judah, just west of the Dead Sea, in the region of the people of Ziph, who were from the same tribe as David. They were all from the tribe of Judah. And though David had done nothing wrong, in 1 Samuel chapter 23 and in chapter 26, we are told that two times the people of Ziph went to King Saul and they told him where David was hiding. And this was devastating to David. It was a hurtful betrayal that cut David to his heart, because these were men from the same tribe. These were men from the same family. And in Psalm 54, we read about the response of David to that betrayal. And so in verse 1, he cries out to the Lord in prayer. A good place to start. Something that we might keep in mind. And so he says, "Save me, O God, Yasheh," in Hebrew, "deliver me from the hands of these wicked men. Rescue me by the exceeding power of your name," a name that is above every name, "for I'm weak. And you're strong. Vindicate me," din in Hebrew, "defend me. Execute judgment upon my enemies who are all around me. Let the truth be known. Save me by your mighty power and by your strength. Lord, you see all things. You see that this situation is critical. You see, it's urgent. Because I am once again on the edge of disaster. So hear my prayer, O Lord God. Psalmist pleads in verse 2. Give ear to the words of my mouth, Lord. Listen to my cries for help. For I have nowhere to go except to you. And only you know. Only you know the truth. Only you see the danger that has come upon me as I am being unjustly treated by these men and thrown under the bus. For strangers, he says in verse 3. Zur in Hebrew. Enemies of God. Disobedient men. Strangers to the truth. Arrogant men. They have risen up and they've taken a stand against me. And violent men, he adds, aritz in Hebrew, ruthless men, bloodthirsty men, have sought my life. They haven't set God before their eyes, so they do not seek what is right. They don't seek what is good in his sight. Selah, it says in Hebrew at the end of verse 3. Pause for a moment. Take a deep breath and calmly consider these things. Think about these things. Think about your situation. And think about the one to whom we belong. For though we may look everywhere for help, in the end, God is the only answer, our only answer for safety. Behold, the psalmist declares in verse 4, Hine in Hebrew, look and see, for this is worthy of your attention. The Lord God is our helper. There in Hebrew, he is the one who supports us. He's the one who protects us. No one else. The Lord is the sustainer of our soul. Samach in Hebrew. We lean on him. We rest in him. For only he can keep us from falling. The opposition of our enemies, though upsetting at times, is no match for the defense of our God. And nothing takes him by surprise. Nothing can overpower him. No one can resist him. So don't give up. Don't lose heart. Do not despair, the psalmist says in verse 5. Because there will come a day when God will recompense the evil of our foes. Shuv in Hebrew. He will pay them back for the misery and for the adversity that they have caused us by their evil, by their treachery, by their betrayal of us. Then, in verse 5, this knowledge turns into prayer once again. So, at the end of that verse, the psalmist says, Lord, destroy them. Samath in Hebrew, perhaps better translated as silence them. Silence them, Lord. In your faithfulness, put an end to their wickedness against me. They have run after evil. Now let evil run after them and overtake them. So willingly, the psalmist prays in verse 6. Nedavah in Hebrew. With all of my heart, with all that is within me, I offer a sacrifice of praise to you. I give my life to you for your glory. And I will never cease to give thanks to your holy name, O Lord. For you are good, and all that you do is good. And I'm confident, he tells us in verse 7, that God will deliver me from all of my trouble. Natsah in Hebrew. He will snatch me away either by life or by death. But I'm in his hands. So by faith, my eye has looked with satisfaction upon my enemies. We rest in him. As we're told in Hebrews chapter 11, where it says that our faith gives substance to our hope. It gives evidence of our hope. It makes us certain, confident. We're confident of the truth, of the reality of what we do not yet see. So we live in hope, a living hope. We live by faith. We live in triumph in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.